It's Monday, January the 5th, 2015, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
This is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. We welcome you to a brand new start to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. This is season...
Four? I don't remember.
We're at four or five.
Wait, what episode is this?
Oh yeah, I think it's season four. This is episode 211.
211, so...
It's season four.
Season four.
A lot of twists. One of the characters, you know...
We're almost done season four.
What?
What?
Because if, like... Cause, wait, 54? We ended season four?
So this is season
five. So season five.
This is season five.
Wow,
this is season five.
Six seasons in a movie.
Whoa, we're on season five. That's great. We're here.
We're queer. Get used to it.
We got a brand new show lined up for you this year. No, I'm lying to you. It's the same stuff you always remember.
Yay!
Weeks, no review this time. And how you guys been? Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Is your New Year's exciting and great?
They're pretty fun.
That's good to hear. And TJ's also in the room. He's sick.
he
partied too hard at New Year's.
He's taking a nap.
Now he's facing the consequences.
All he kept texting me was unts, 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 unts.
Then it was hashtag Eurobeats.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
All right. Well, we haven't really done the whole standard show for the past two...
It's weird, right?
A bit, right?
I think so.
I think so. And just recording the show, our scheduling's been a bit off lately. So I'm sure there's a lot of picks to go through. It's
the beginning of the end.
Or not, because, you know, there's no news that happens
for
Christmas.
Not really.
So, let's just go into it. I'm going to open up.
Do it.
You guys know Play-Doh?
Is that like...
I don't even know where this is going.
Is that like Silly Putty?
No. It's that Play-Doh.
Is it some ripoff of Silly Putty?
No. It's Play-Doh.
I know what Play-Doh is.
It's Play-Doh. Anyways, Play-Doh introduced this new baking tool.
Baking tool?
Well, yeah, you know, you bake Play-Doh and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Or you put...
What?
If you bake Play-Doh, it goes hard, right? But, I think this is like a... I don't know how to describe it.
You can bake Play-Doh?
But, I'm gonna try and... Oh, man, it's not gonna show up on my version here, on my mobile version of the website. But Play-Doh made this accessory.
Okay.
Okay. And it's used to help shape or give new shapes to the Play-Doh.
Okay.
I'm going to show you a little picture. You tell me what you see.
Penis.
These are penises.
That looks like a dildo.
That's a penis.
Yeah. Very phallic imagery. This is happened over Christmas. And parents are in huge complaints. Why are you packaging a chick stick with...
That's a good way of...
Actually, I heard that term on Family Feud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's still a good way.
Yeah. Why are you packaging a chick stick with a child's product? And I don't know. I just thought it was hilarious. Because how does that even make it to market?
Because,
like, how does the one guy design it? Like, you know he's laughing about it. But it's going through Q&A. It's going through focus testing. And no one says a thing.
Nah, man. They're all of pure mind. There's that one guy in accounting who's like, this is a dildo.
It's even...
But then, like, he doesn't say anything because he's not part of the creative process.
It's even ribbed.
For her pleasure.
For her Play-Doh's pleasure.
So, yeah.
I think I gotta buy one of these just for, like, historical purposes.
Yeah, and, you know, hit on Christmas Day so you can imagine kids are opening up their Play-Doh presents and their parents are like, what the hell?
What is this? And while the kids are like, yay, I can make castles now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Play-Doh responded, said, we're going to recall this and we have a new design in the works. But still, it's dumb. That's it. That's all I really had to figure out.
That was just a penis.
Yeah.
It was like there was a little indent at the top.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Hmm. Seriously, how does this make it to market?
What if they did it on purpose?
I'm telling you, I bet the designer did it on purpose, and he was just like, I wonder how far... This will go through down the line before I get stopped.
And then he's like, oh shit, it went to production. He packed his bags.
And then he was walking down Toys R Us aisle. He's like, what? Oh no.
Oh no, what have I done?
He's just handing his 2 weeks notice. I'm out of here.
I'm gone.
Going to sleep, buddy.
Those aren't any better.
Yeah. Okay, Anthony, what's your pick of the week?
My first pick of the week is an update on the world of Zelda Ocarina of Time speedruns.
Wow.
A new champion has been crowned. Mm-hmm. The last one was done by Cosmo Wright. He finished the game in 8 minutes and 10 seconds. 18 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And the new record holder is Twitch name is Jodenstone.
Yes.
And he beat it in 18 minutes and 9 seconds.
So not that much of a difference.
Well, it actually a huge difference, because they thought that this was going to be a game of milliseconds at this point, and he beat it by a whole second. Which is kind of nuts. So, like, what happened in this run is, like, there were some little things that seemed different from Cosmo's run. Mm. But overall, he got a really good... part of the run is called a cuckoo run, the chickens.
Mm. Yeah.
And so part of that is on skill, and part of that is just on random number generator.
Okay.
Based on where the chickens are
to
your proximity. So, like, if they're super far away, it's like, oh, I got a bad unlucky run.
Yeah.
And he shaved off, like... 8 seconds in that cuckoo run. Like, it was just like a godlike run.
Okay.
And that saved him a lot of time, and then as he was going through, he beat it in under a second.
Wow.
It was pretty nuts. It's cool. And it's like a lot of it's still the same glitches and stuff, infinite sword glitches and, and all that. But it was cool. It was really cool. So go check it out. The link will be in the video description if it's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that video is just, from the beginning to end, it's just the run.
It's 18 minutes.
18 minutes and 9 seconds.
Okay.
Then the other one is that Saturday morning cartoons. We used to watch them. We used to love them.
Mm-hmm.
They're dead.
Mm.
They died. So the last remaining channel was the CW.
Yeah.
They had a block in Saturday morning called The Vortex. It was airing episodes of Cubic, Sonic X, Dragon Ball Z. Digimon Fusion, Yu-Gi-Oh, and like a bunch of other stuff, and that was their Saturday morning cartoon block. But they're finally getting out of the game.
Yep.
And with that is the last bastion of Saturday morning cartoons.
Uh-huh.
They're replacing it with a new block that is all about educational show. They're all educational shows for toddlers.
Yep.
So I guess like Little Einsteins and stuff like that. But yeah, man, Saturday morning cartoon era is dead. It's gone.
Well, to be fair, it died a long time ago.
It did, but like, it's actually dead now. There's no one else doing that.
No, because, I mean, this story's kind of skewed, because they only take into account the big network channels. The Cartoon Network has cartoons 24/7.
Does that count, though?
That counts as Saturday morning cartoons.
Like, Teletoon has...
Yeah, they're talking in the traditional sense as NBC had it, ABC, Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the big networks.
That's more what I was talking about too. Like, it is like there's no more four kids TV. There's no more four kids dubs of anime.
No, I think there's four kids dubs.
They're
there's no more Fox. Fox Kids.
So did you guys have a hard time picking which channel you wanted to watch in the morning? Not really, right?
No, it was always Fox.
Fox too.
Right?
Yeah. It was always Fox.
They had Sonic X. They had Sonic Underground for a while.
But I think that's a large part due to we live in Canada.
Yeah, true.
It was always either Fox or YTV.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And generally, Fox was the better channel.
Yeah, yep. I agree. They had the best ones, I think.
Yeah, they did. They had the best lineups, yeah.
Yeah.
What else did they have? I just remember the Sonic stuff.
Digimon.
Yeah, they had everything from Ultimate Muscle to the Fighting Foodons.
Oh, they... Fighting Foodons!
They had, Yeah.
Man, Ultimate Muscle was the best.
Kaniku Buster. He didn't call it that in the
He called it the Kaniku Buster.
Did he really?
Yeah. But he wasn't called Kaniku Man. He was Muscle Man or something.
He was Ultimate Muscle.
Kid Muscle.
Yeah, Kid Muscle.
Kid Muscle. Oh yeah, that's right. He had that tiny form.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he didn't. That was his coach.
What was it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was his, okay. He's like the Phil.
Yeah, the guy in the briefs.
Oh yeah, you're right.
He was like the Phil
coach. He was always big. Yeah.
Yeah, he was always big. But he's just.
I know his dad was huge.
No, his dad looks exactly the same as him.
Yeah. What? Who's the huge guy then?
They're all kind of huge.
Was there like a gold light tan equivalent?
Yeah, that was the bad guy with the eye patch.
Who was the one who wore the all black and he had like a face mask?
That was Robin.
Robin. Mask. Robin Mask. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the main. He's the main rival.
Yeah. He's the coolest.
There was the deer guy.
The deer guy. Yeah. And there's the Chinese guy, and my personal favorite, the guy who had the bicycle helmet, but he was German. He had the red ring of pain, or the red rain of pain.
The red rain of pain.
That's the guy. You remember? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he just talked like Arnold.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch all of the shows?
I watched all of it. As a kid, I did, but like as I got older.
So you got to the ending?
Yeah.
The ending was the best.
I don't remember it.
Because I remember waking up, like I would never make the 8 o'clock show.
No.
I'd always wake up around 8:30 and I'd start watching the 9 o'clock shows. And then by 11 o'clock, I'd be out.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'd be like, I'm done watching. So any cartoons that aired after 11, I wouldn't watch.
Well, the middle is the main block anyway.
Yeah, like, it is.
It's Digimon. It's
the
Pokemon.
The hardcore block, yeah.
Shaman King.
Yeah, I watched all that. Yeah, yeah.
Man, Fighting Foodons was the best.
That was in the 11:30 block, so...
Fighting Foodons was awesome.
I only ever saw the ads for
you cook food and then fight with your food.
I think Pokemon was on at the time, and that held
was okay. Like, and Digimon, like, where is it now? I haven't heard of Pokemon in forever.
I don't know if you heard of this place called Japan.
But yeah, so like mainstream channels, Saturday morning cartoons are now gone.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Not even surprised.
But then again, you know, for kids nowadays, everybody has Netflix.
Yeah, it's Netflix.
Like, hey, cartoons all the time.
Netflix, YouTube.
Yeah. Internet. Yeah, I was surprised. I guess I shouldn't be surprised to hear that a lot of kids watch a lot of YouTube.
Yeah. A lot of kids also watch a lot of other people play games.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. Like, my cousin who lives in the States was here for the holidays, and he knew about Kinder Surprise, because, you know, it's banned in the States. And he tells me that...
I'm sorry, what?
What?
Kinder Surprise is banned in the States?
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why?
I can't remember the reasoning.
I think it's the size of the toys inside the chocolate.
The size of the toys inside the chocolate.
It's too small.
It's a choking hazard.
They can't trust their children?
No.
No.
Did someone die and then they banned it?
No. But he said that he would watch YouTube videos of people opening up Kinder Surprise. And I'm just thinking, that's just heartbreaking.
That's sad.
That you don't know what Kinder Surprise is.
Like, what do you do?
And that chocolate's so good.
So have you seen their equivalent in the States?
Mm-mm.
It's like a bigger egg, and inside it's just stickers.
It sucks.
Gross!
Yeah.
That's boo!
Awesome.
They've been deprived.
Yeah.
As kids.
Uh-huh.
No wonder their system's so messed up. They don't have Kinder Surprises.
Yeah, so... Needless to say, he got a lot of Kinder Surprises for Christmas.
Okay.
It's cute.
But
yeah, those are my picks. Check out that speedrun. It was pretty nuts.
Sweet! Layman, you have a small pick for us?
I have a small pick. Oh, that's... No, good one, Vince. So the small pick that I have this week is that they had an Ant-Man trailer,
mm-hmm.
but it was in the size of an ant. So basically, it was super small in the YouTube screen.
Yeah.
Like, very, very small. You could barely see anything. But the music was full sound. So, you know, of course, the YouTube comments were all filled of, you know, what is this, a trailer for ants? alluding to Derek Zoolander and stuff.
That's hilarious.
But I saw the... I basically saw the... Somebody ended up blowing up the trailer very quickly. And, yeah, it didn't really show much. It's just a guy getting escorted somewhere, and then him opening up lights for a room, and then some feet running, and it looks like Ant-Man's costume, but it's not really quite a lot. But they said that they're going to show the first, like, sneak peek trailer.
Human-sized trailer?
Well, yeah, during Agent Carter.
Yep.
For S.H.I.E.L.D. And then after that, apparently there's going to be another Avengers trailer during... Yep. Is it during Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, it's during Agent Carter.
No, okay. So
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on break now.
Okay, so apparently Agent Carter's the show to watch.
Yeah, it's only 8 episodes.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what's been going on. And from what I can tell, I don't know anything about it.
Yes.
All I know is I think that Yellow Jacket's going to be the bad guy.
Oh, right. That would make sense.
Is it Paul Rudd who's...
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine him being a superhero.
Same with Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas?
Yeah. He's the other Ant-Man.
Is he the black guy?
He's the actual Ant-Man, Henry
Pym. Tim? Michael Douglas, the old actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of Michael
Oh, and then he's going to be the... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then he's going to be the new Ant-Man, like the... Yeah.
Paul Rudd's going to be, what's his face? The criminal.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Oh, I'm interested that they didn't actually have Hank Pym as Hank Pym.
Yeah, Evangeline Lilly's in it.
Oh, yeah.
I think she gets punched in the face in this trailer.
She was on an interview with Conan O'Brien. Uh-huh. She seems crazy.
She seems cool.
Yeah.
Evangeline Lilly is hot though.
She's okay.
I'm into her.
She's aight.
She's like a bit of a bitch on Lost, but
she's no J-Law, but
she's also like twice her age.
She's no J-Law, but that's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That is it.
Yeah, Ant-Man. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I want to know what it's about.
Yeah, I never thought about the whole Yellow Jacket connection. Now that there's two of them.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah, that wouldn't make sense. I just want to know if they'd actually have Wasp in it too.
No, you know what they should have? They should have Waspinator.
I would die. That'd be the best movie ever.
Has Waspinator showed up in a Transformers movie?
A movie?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Why would he show up in a movie?
I don't know. Maybe Michael Bay likes Waspinator.
No. Beast Wars is like its own self-contained thing.
Whatever, they had Tyrannosaurus Rexes in the last movie.
Yeah, but that's original Transformers stuff.
Whatever.
Anyways, let's move on to our week, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. So, let's see. Been on vacation for the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yo,
guys. I don't know what I want to talk about.
What about the thing you did in your week?
I'm trying to think. I'm like, what did I do? Because I wasn't really home for most of it.
What about the things you wrote down in the email?
Let's get depressed. How much weight did you all gain?
It's like 6 pounds.
I don't know. I don't own a scale.
You're not on a scale?
I'm assuming it's like 6.
I probably stayed the same.
It's probably 0.
Wow.
I don't know.
It was hard for me. It was hard. Because you guys know my sister was here, and all she wanted to do was eat food she couldn't have. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to hang out with you, I'm going to eat foods that I shouldn't be having.
But at the same time, you can't really exercise in this weather, right? Outside. Yeah, you're a fan of going outside.
Yeah, you're right. You can't go outside and even inside the house.
Like, winter is just you minimize your losses.
Yeah.
Just, like, damage control.
That's true. Yeah. Which is more about dieting than it is.
Yeah, yeah. This is where it counts. Yeah.
But, no. So, what did I do? Well, a couple weeks ago, I said to you guys I got a free Crunchyroll subscription. I didn't really use it.
Okay.
To be fair. So, it lapsed, and now my credit card got charged.
Oh, you're awesome.
And so, now I have it. And now I've used it.
Have you abused it?
I have. But, so it's great, right? Like, your weeklies update normally and you watch your regular anime.
Yeah.
And I thought that I would be using it to watch anime that I generally always want to watch, like, or other things I want to catch up on, because they're there. Turns out that's not what I'm using it for. I'm watching so much garbage slice of life comedies.
Yay!
And I feel so horrible.
Are you watching Polar Bear Cafe?
No. Oh. I don't know. I've watched like an episode of everything.
It's about a polar bear who opens up a cafe.
The one that I like the most is called, I can't understand what my husband's saying.
Okay.
It is 13 episodes long, and each episode is only 3 minutes.
Okay.
And it's about, okay, so it's not a, what's the one that's the age level above Shonen?
Seinen.
It's one of those.
Okay.
I guess it's a young couple who just got married.
Yeah.
One's an otaku, and the other one's like some girl.
Oh, I think I saw a clip from this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And everything in each episode, because it's only 3 minutes, it's so densely packed with information, and it moves at lightning speed.
Right.
And so, and because it's only 3 minutes, like, I have no problem watching it. Like, I didn't watch it all at once. I watched it in between other shows, where I watched it when I was bored somewhere on my iPhone.
Okay.
Right.
But, no, so the story is, he's an otaku, she's a regular girl. They somehow fall in love, but she has no understanding of his life.
Oh, like, until they got married and moved in, they didn't understand fully what...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you were into this, but no.
And it starts out like that, okay. But then it turns into this regular, oh, like the real problems of... Or the, not problems, but, like, the small issues that arise with marriage. And, like, she goes through this whole thing, like, oh, man, I have, like, no friends. And he's like, I got no friends. And then it's like, what are you? And then she's like, what do you do for a living? He's like, I kind of just blog on the internet. And then he has to get a real job. They accidentally get pregnant, blah, blah, blah.
Wow, whoa, this goes deep. Son.
Like, it goes into, like, deep issues in 3-minute episodes.
Wow.
It's nuts.
I just watched the first one.
Did you really?
Yeah. Like, did they get married?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
That's it.
Yeah, they just then they have sex. Apparently, lots of it.
Oh, they have lots of sex.
Yeah, they have lots of sex.
Wow, what is it saying in Jeez?
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
this is weird.
They're at the honeymoon, and he's like, "I don't want to go outside." He's like, "Damn, yeah. I wanted to see you in that bathing suit."
Yeah,
and she's like, "Well, here you go." And then it goes, "Lots of sex, lots of sex, lots of sex."
Yeah, this is weird.
Like, it's so weird, but I was so encapsulated by it. I couldn't stop. I was like, this is fantastic.
There's one on Crunchyroll that I was hanging out with Christian, our friend, our mutual friend, and with a bit sort of different group of people, let's just say that.
Yeah.
And we watched this one where a guy saved a merman from the beach.
What?
And now the merman is living in his bathtub. And they're 3-minute episodes.
Yeah.
But it's about how this human guy is living with a man mermaid in his bathtub. And it's like just mad sexual innuendo between two dudes.
Yeah.
And there was like one where like he invited his friend over who was half octopus, half person.
Yeah.
And it turned into like, it almost turned into tentacle rape. But then it turned out to be an octopus massage. And it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, Crunchyroll's dangerous, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. But yeah, now I'm watching this one where it's it takes place at a manga shop in Japan.
Okay.
And it's like four girls and the one dude boss.
Okay.
Or like two dudes, and they're all just different anime stereotypes. And they just run a manga shop.
Weird.
Yeah.
Are those also 3-minute episodes?
No, these are full.
Oh, okay.
Full 20-minute. But yeah.
You should just watch Bakuman. If you're on that slice of life train, just get that, because that's actually good.
Yeah, we'll see. If it pops up in my...
I think it's all there.
Because I don't choose. I just go to like the tab that says what's popular, and I click the picture that attracted me the most. I'm like, all right, cool. Why not?
A title says, I don't understand what my boyfriend is saying.
Yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, sure.
All right.
I'll do it. Why not? I picked up Shadow of Mordor and a whole bunch of other games on Boxing Day. I'm not really going to talk about them, just because you're going to talk about Mordor later, right?
I'm going to talk about Mordor.
Okay, yeah. I'll just say I like it. Whatever.
We'll get into it.
Yeah. The other thing is me and Anthony and TJ played Halo 1.
That's a big mistake.
That hot new game. Just hot new track. Fresh off the market. Like
straight from 2001.
Yeah, these guys asked me to play, and I knew it was a bad idea. I just didn't. I was like, you know what? This sounds awful.
But you could have joined in.
You could have been part of the magic.
So we decided, you know, I bought the Halo Master Chief Collection on the Xbox One. And it was a Saturday? No, it was like a Thursday.
Thursday? Friday. Yeah, it was vacation, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, it felt like a Saturday. And you guys came over at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the plan was, okay, we're going to play all four campaigns on Legendary today.
Yeah. No.
Nope. It was 12 hours just to do Halo 1.
It took so long.
Why did you have to do them in that difficulty?
Because otherwise it would have been pointless.
Because there's achievements to beat it on Legendary. And it's like, I don't want to play through it again to get it on Legendary.
Anyways, Halo 1 sucks.
Halo 1 has not aged well.
Yeah, it really has not.
That soundtrack is pretty baller.
Yeah.
But other than that...
the amount... I didn't realize how much reused assets that game uses.
The amount of backtracking you do through same areas.
Were we actually backtracking? I just thought there kept being new areas with the same layout.
Yeah, no, so part of it was that.
Okay.
And then the other part was how the story progression seemed. It's pretty much like a slingshot. You start in the Pillar of Autumn, and you go all the way until you hit the library.
Uh-huh, then come back.
And then when you hit the library, you go all the way back. And you go back to the Pillar of Autumn.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize what happened.
They're so good hiding.
It's just that things are so different because everything's fucked up because of the flood.
The flood.
Yeah.
This sounds so exciting. There's a pillar of a season.
The Pillar of Autumn is a ship. Is a spaceship.
And then there's a flood.
That they crashed onto the Halo.
The coolest thing was being able to switch between the new graphics and the old graphics on the fly.
And to see how, like, old graphics smooth 60, and then that new graphics looks, like, kind of stable 25 frames a second.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And there'll be some situations where the new graphics just made the game even harder.
Yes. Because there's so much foliage. It's like, there's, like, trees and grass, and it's like, this is getting in the way of my sniper shot, so you turn it off.
And then it's just this empty field.
It's just empty, with dead trees instead.
And you're just like... die.
Yeah, yeah. Like, boom, 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 boom. And then you turn it back on.
The other one was when the elites had the swords.
Oh, the invisible elites?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, the invisible elites in the new ones, like, their swords were also kind of camouflaged.
Yeah.
But if you turn on the old graphics, they're camouflaged, but their swords are fully visible. So it's like, oh, I can't see these guys. Wait, easy mode. Click.
But, it was tough. It was hard to get through. I felt like stopping, like, 3 hours in.
And then we got to, what is it, the Maw?
Yeah.
Or we got to, like, second last level at, like, 1 a.m.?
Yeah.
And then TJ left.
Yeah.
And then we're like, we're here. Or I was like, we're here. We should just do this.
Yeah.
And then it was 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you got this sounds awful.
That last mission where you're supposed to race out of it, like in the cars.
That was the most fun part of that game.
And you still sucked at it.
And I still sucked at it.
I don't know. I should just left.
We both sucked at it.
Who drove us to the end?
I kind of got me halfway there.
Yeah, and then what happened?
And then I flipped it.
Yeah.
There was that one run where I crashed in the very beginning.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Vince, just leave me. Just go.
And I did. Needless to say, I don't think I ever need to play Halo 1 ever again.
I'm done. I'm done with Halo 1.
Like, that's it.
Forever.
Goodbye, Halo. You were fun while you lasted, but goodbye.
Then there was that one part where we kept trying to reload. But we didn't know we were near one of those, like, Halo waypoint points.
Yeah.
And it kept launching another app when we tried to reload. And it was like, what is this shit?
Yeah. Anyways, on to Halo 2.
It's going to be another weekend Vince and TJ, or Vince and Anthony get together.
We should pace it. I brought my controller if you want to play some Halo 2.
We'll try. We'll see how far we get tonight.
But we should pace it. Or we can just play a little bit of Diablo.
That's true. We could play Diablo. Or we could play Halo 2.
We could. Get it. Was that the one with the hammer?
No.
Okay. That's the one with dual wielding SMGs.
Yes.
In Zanzibar.
Yes.
Okay.
And you get to play as an elite.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And I'm the chief.
And there's like a shitty cliffhanger ending.
Is it?
Yeah, that's Halo 2, I thought. And everybody hated Halo 2. But they love the multiplayer.
I can't remember. Sure, why not?
Sure.
Cool. I think is that everything I gotta say? Oh, guess what? Sword Art Online ended.
Yeah, let me guess. Did Kirito save the day?
No.
What?
No.
Now I extra don't have to watch it.
He didn't save the day.
Okay.
Unfortunately. It was a sad ending, but it was whatever.
Does it end the series as a whole? Or...
No.
Okay. Is it new main character, maybe?
No.
What? Okay.
Is it an old main character?
No, so it's structured weird. You know how they're based on books?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first season is based off of the first two books.
Mm-hmm.
The second season is based off the third book, and then a side story compilation of books. So episodes like 15 to the end are a set of side stories that don't really amount to anything in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
So, that's that.
Just read the books, man.
Some light novels?
Yeah, you should have it with your tea in the morning.
Oh, God, no.
But if you were a true fan...
You know what, though?
You would read the light novels.
If there was an audiobook. Maybe.
Probably.
And then Kirito yelled. Whatever sound.
Geese. Wait, that's King of Fighters, my bad.
No.
Kakatekoi.
And then, yeah. I have nothing else to say. I built a lot of model kits.
You didn't build the one.
Did you panel line it?
No, I'm doing that
Are
later.
You too afraid to make your unicorn?
No. I just don't... I want to get to my other ones first.
Because they're smaller projects?
Yeah.
I always do the opposite. I try and do the big project first and the smaller ones.
Because I know after I finish this one that I got one more to do, then I can finally start it.
Okay. Yeah. Do you not get tired of building model kits, or are you just like just always on the go?
I always maximize my time.
Okay.
I guess you're doing that.
How else do you think I got through those year-end giant bombcast episodes?
True. Man, that was a lot of podcasting.
You must have a lot of serene alone time.
Uh-huh. I do.
Yeah.
We do.
Well, you know what? I do most of my building in the middle of the night.
The evenings?
No, the middle of the night.
Like 2 a.m., 3 a.m.?
Where there's not a mouse in the house?
Exactly, where it's quiet. And I sit right there in the kitchen.
And Anthony's in the middle going, doom, doom, doom.
Hey, what's up? I'm also awake. Yeah. Want to play Halo?
Yeah, that's my life.
You know what? I do that too. I when I started my online like trading collect, I got that's what I'm starting in Magic now. I'm gonna start putting all my stuff up online because apparently people, what you're one man's junk is another man's treasure. Apparently, like for realsies.
Yep.
Like not even.
There are a lot of EDH players in the world. Yeah. There are also a lot of bad EDH players in the world. So everybody wants your cards.
Man, cool. If we're all up at that, like, we should always have like you know a constant walkie-talkie on so we can all talk to each other for sure. We share the company.
We're just Skype.
Yeah, or Skype.
What would we talk about?
Hey.
We just be in each other's company. That's what's important.
See, I don't know if I like that.
It's not about the conversation. Like, it's about the people you have.
Maybe with. I should just turn on my Xbox.
At all times, just like...
And just be constantly streaming out there. Just be like, what's up?
Here it is. No, that's what Ustream's for.
It's just... Vince quiet making a model new subscription. It's like wow. People,
well, no, that's what
people pay to watch me. Just
the one of the guys, the manga artist for Eye Shield.
No,
he Ustreams him drawing, and it's just all it is a picture of his hand, two like a picture of both his hands and the paper, and it's just quiet and he just draws, and it's just there's like 5 hour Ustream clips of him just drawing panels, because he does the art for One Punch Man now.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's a good artist.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Oh wow!
I told you he was way better. Yeah,
it must look good.
It looks super good. I told you it was way better in action scenes. But yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to get that Ustream money.
No, I don't know. I thought about live streaming. Actually, build something. I'm like,
that's sick.
Yeah, YouTube that, live stream.
Yeah, and then I thought that's too much work.
You need a tripod.
Yeah, I need an actual. Camera, and then I have to pay attention to the chat, and then
you don't have, no. From what I've learned from watching Twitch, you don't have to do anything. You just have to point the camera at the thing you're building and just go.
You know what? I would subscribe.
I feel like though I'd want to talk.
You can. It's
like
just...
I feel like if I did it, I'd need to have like someone in the co-pilot seat.
Like, would you want to talk like oh as god. A conversation or talk to yourself?
Oh my god!
I think I need someone to read the chat to me.
Oh. So you need a lackey.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You need a co-pilot.
Oh my god, I'm totally down to do this.
There you go. You got it.
It's like, hey Vince, you know, Aces 2020 is wondering why you're putting that part on. Do you like to build the legs first, or is that what you think? Like, yeah, well, my method is this and that. Is that the kind of thing you want?
I wouldn't want to talk about model kits as I'm building the model kits. I just want to have a regular conversation.
Vince's waifu 999 asks if you're single. And she subscribed. Thank you, Mrs. Waifu 999.
For the $5. That
is your fifth $5 donation today.
And if you've already subscribed and you'd still like to, you can subscribe to my Patreon. All money goes towards new Gundam kits.
Anyway. Oh my god, that's amazing!
Wow. I feel like you guys should do it.
For only $5.
No, for you.
For only $5 a month.
No, we gotta have a commentator booth. But like, oh, Vince just snapped one of his parts.
Yeah, no, that would
what
be
what is
no,
he gonna
that
do?
That would be Patreon only footage.
It's like watch the drama unfold.
Like behind the scenes accidents.
No, like in her this where she was like Vince making Wing Zero, like part casually two out of
yeah.
Yeah.
Left leg of
Speaking of mistakes, I have cut my thumb like 3 times in the past week.
You have a strong thumb.
I've never cut my thumb building kits. But you build significantly more kits than I do, so maybe it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Ooh! Well, how about build off?
He wins.
Yeah, I will win. Actually, I might be slower.
Yeah, let's do build off. Like, I'll give you both, like, an hour, and we'll give you both the same model kit and see what happens.
See how far we get.
And then I will be the judge. Be like, oof. Anthony.
Anthony, you finished it, but like,
I got
you didn't
a better one.
Shit.
I got a better one.
Okay, go.
I remember we get the same kits and you take away the instructions.
Oh, that's sick!
I don't know how to do that.
Oh my god, yes, we should do that.
I lose. I forfeit.
No, this is the next thing we're putting up.
I forfeit.
This is gonna be good.
I forfeit.
Vince is like, oh, I've seen this modern plano before. Anthony's just like burning the rocks, just cutting through all the pieces. I don't know.
And like, I cut out too many pieces, and I don't know which part is which. I don't know which part is from what.
There's a hole here, yeah. And then a peg there, and I put them together. They don't
like it. They don't fit. The hardest part would be the joints, because you have those little like J pieces, like all the balls.
I mean, those are pretty like. Yeah, some pieces don't make sense until you put it in it, and you're like, yeah. That's what it is.
That's smart.
Yeah. That's some engineering.
I forfeit.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's my week.
Cool.
Like, what you been up to?
So me, not been a lot. I mean, over the break, I just hung out with my family a lot because my dad's in town.
Oh, is he?
I haven't played Magic often, so that's why I'm kind of aching to play more. Mm-hmm. The new set for Magic's coming out in a couple of weeks, so I'm excited about that. Spoiler season just started, and this set looks crazy, but I'll talk about that another time. The one thing that has caught my attention this past week has been Netflix updated, and they added one of the most significant shows in American history.
Shows?
Yeah, TV shows.
Okay, never mind, I'm out.
Friends.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. It's called Gem in the Holograms. No, but they did add Friends. No one told you life was... Okay. Yeah, but they did put Friends on
they
there.
They did put Friends.
They put Friends on there. But yeah, no, they put on Gem in the Holograms, and it's like a 19... Man, it was before we were born, 1986.
Yeah, you talked... Yeah, you said you were watching this like last year.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And, you know, I watched that show, and I watched the episode on these old TV shows, and I wonder if they're, you know, an hour. It's 20 minutes, guys, but so much they pack in there. Like, the first episode, like, the main character, Jem's father dies. She finds out about the hologram that he left for him. That computer that makes, you know,
gives her into...
Into Jem.
Yeah.
And then it also introduces the bad guys. Then the bad guys burn down their orphanage. And then they get put into, like... I'm like, whoa, this all happened in 20 minutes? Man, didn't you sure knew how to pack it in last time? Like...
What?
Yeah, like, all this happened in one episode.
That sounds dark.
I have yet to see an episode of Gem and the Holograms.
But, like, I think this is true for all, like, old TV shows. Like, they don't mince, like, they just go from plot point very, very quickly. And they don't ever have to be friggin', like, related.
And if you notice, like, with a lot of cartoons now, like, it's not even a plot point, right? It's just random story beats. And they're, like, they don't overarch into anything.
Yeah.
They're just, like, all separated episodes.
Yeah, so... Yeah, no, I've been watching it. It's been a pretty fun ride, and I mean, the animation's pretty bad, but the cool thing about it is that they have music videos and stuff in it that they write about, and it's amazing how the creators kept coming up with new songs for every episode.
Whoa.
But there's at least two.
Your post on Facebook made me re-listen to the theme song redone by Freeze Pop.
Yeah, so. Wow. Yeah, apparently there's a Gem movie, so I guess I'll be all caught up on the lore by the time it comes out.
Wow. You'll be number one Gem fan.
Mm-hmm.
Truly
outrageous.
Is that where that's from?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And then there's a character in League of Legends called Taric. He's the master of jewels. And his jokes are gems are truly outrageous.
I see.
Truly, truly.
It's so truly funny. Outrageous. Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all I've been doing.
Oh, okay. I also heard Rush Hour's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. I watched that.
Oh, my God.
That's a great movie.
That
fantastic.
It's like, this won't work. I'm not 6'1". And he flips over his badge, and it's just a Chris.
Yeah.
It's a Chris Tucker. Like, yeah, black guy just smiling. He's like, it's not working. I'm not 6'1".
How come we can't have buddy cop movies like that anymore?
I know,
because right? if you look at it with today's politically correctness, that movie's like incredibly racist.
Of course,
of course.
All right, Anthony, what's your week?
So I did a bunch over the 2 weeks.
I noticed.
So, I just will start off with Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
We both started playing Lord of the Rings: Shadow of Mordor.
How many hours are you in?
Like. 10-15 hours.
Wow, that's like 10-15 hours more than me.
Damn. So yeah, like, I'm almost in the game. Main missions, say I have, I have 18 of 20 main missions done.
Mm.
I haven't touched any side quests.
Why?
I don't know, I just wanted to see, like, all of the... I'm really interested in doing the Nemesis system.
Oh, okay.
So, in this game, while you're playing the main character, I won't spoil any story beats.
Yeah.
But there are, you're facing orcs, okay? And the orcs have a army hierarchy within the game. So you have to, like, kill lower-level guys to get information on higher-level guys because the higher-end war chiefs, they have, like, strengths and weaknesses that'll either make your fight tougher or easier. And the more intel you have, the easier it is. The easier those fights go along.
Yeah.
And you can cause political shifts in between powers, like, how they can go up in rank is that they have a duel or they gain more power than everybody or they take over someone's position that you killed. So like sometimes on the map a side mission will be like a duel between two factions. One person wants to upgrade. So if you feel that like this new person at a higher level would be easier to handle at than the latest person in this higher level, you can intervene in that fight and then let the lower guy win, and then he ranks up and does all that stuff. And there's a lot of cool, like, later in the game it gets more complex, and you have a lot more options to mess with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's actually been really fun. Even like the main story's pretty scattered.
Okay.
Like it's not the most coherent thing unless you're like paying 100% attention.
Yeah.
And it jumps around a lot. It's very sporadic. So it's kind of disappointing because it is a Lord of the Rings game, and that whole thing is like about deep lore and all that stuff. But
deep.
But yeah, they also have some fan service stuff for people who've only seen the movies, like the Gollum's in it. I don't know if he's voiced by Andy Serkis or not, but
I have no idea.
But I'm sure there's a lot of Gollum impersonators now.
Is Legolas in it?
I have not seen Legolas.
Damn. Have you guys seen the picture of Legolas and then Legolas?
Yeah.
And then Legolas, mm-hmm. Legolas?
Yes. Yeah. And then there's Legolas, Legolas with an Eggo. With an Eggo waffle.
Yeah. Lego my Eggo, Legolas, Legolas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard the last movie is just Legolas featuring everybody else.
Yeah, with the Hobbit?
Yeah.
Oh, probably. The elves are badass. You learn who the... So you're, like, taken over by a ghost in this movie? In this game?
Yeah.
You learn who that is. He's actually a very significant player in the Lord of the Rings lore.
He's Sauron.
No, it's not Sauron. Well, you face Sauron. But I'm not... Because it's a story beat. I'm not gonna spoil who it is.
Okay. I'm just guessing.
It's me. Okay.
It's Layden. You got it.
It's Bilbo Baggins.
It does take place after Lord of the Rings, right?
I have no clue.
I forget.
How can it take place after? I thought they kill Sauron at the end of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but he like comes back or something. It sounds like he came back, and like the Black Hand is trying to resurrect Sauron.
I'm pretty sure this is before. Okay, maybe. Yeah.
I don't remember. Because like the main mission seems like kill Sauron.
Okay.
But like the combat is this mix, like this perfect mix between Assassin's Creed and Batman, and it's just never boring.
Mm.
You can totally, and it's not, so like in Assassin's Creed, you eventually just become this OHKO killing machine, and you just stand there and counter for days.
Yeah.
But in Lord of the Rings, like it makes it actually challenging, which is interesting. There's a bunch of different enemy types that require you to fight differently, and at some points there's just if you want to be the guy who runs into a stronghold and just like I'm gonna take on everybody, you're gonna die. Like it doesn't matter how many power-ups you have, how many, like, because by the end of that game you become this like killing machine. You're just ruthless. But even that, like just sheer numbers of orcs and like the different combinations and stuff will mess you up pretty good.
Interesting.
So you gotta be careful, and you still gotta strategize on how you want to fight and who you want to fight where, if stealth is a better option.
Sounds hot.
Yeah, it's really fun. I do kind of wish I played this game sooner, because it would have made it on my like top 10 games.
What top 10 games?
Of the year.
Oh.
On my list. Oh. Top 10 games of the year.
That you wrote?
That I wrote on the website. You should check it out.
Yeah. I think I read one of the games you put on there. You said you hope you're not the only one who played that game.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
Are the only one who played that
Probably.
Game.
Probably. Crimson Clover World Ignition.
Yeah. You are the only one who played that game.
Yeah. That game's really fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wouldn't... So far this game hasn't like wouldn't break the top three. But it'd be four. It kicked Dark Souls out of four.
Well, yeah, Dark Souls came out this year.
Yeah. But yeah. It's really fun.
So this game would kick Kingdom Hearts off your list.
It would kick Kingdom Hearts off the list.
Good.
Yeah. Good. That game's old. That game's old and stupid. Another game I played was a tabletop game called Dungeon. It's made by Wizards of the Coast.
That just sounds very vague.
Yeah. I think it's a D&D type thing.
Interesting.
But, so how it works is... There are a bunch of different classes, so you can be a cleric, a rogue, a fighter, a mage, and I think there's a fifth one, I can't remember.
Okay.
And there's two of each. The game is very simple. The board is a big dungeon, and in the dungeon there are sections labeled from levels 1 to 6.
Okay.
Your goal, depending on which character you pick, is to get a certain amount of gold. And once you gain that gold by going through the dungeon and defeating monsters, you have to run back to the start point. And the first one back to the start point with that amount of gold or that set amount of treasure wins.
Yes.
So if you pick a wizard, they're recommended to go to the highest level areas because they're powerful enough that they can take out the really strong monsters and they have tools to help them in battle. It's like rogues are the weakest, and so they are recommended to go to like levels 1 and 2. But they have, while wizards are the strongest, they have to collect 30,000 gold.
Okay.
And while rogues are the weakest, they only have to collect 10,000 gold.
Mm.
But the thing is that the gold treasures in level 1 are worth significantly less than the gold treasures in level 6.
I see.
So at the start of your turn, you have 5 moves. You don't have to use them all, but that is the max. You don't roll for move. So you can move 5 spaces.
Mm.
Along the board, there are little like stones, and those represent your spot and how many spots you moved. And there are also rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're getting into going into each room, so your goal is to go into a room. When you get in, you choose to reveal a monster. You reveal a card off the top of that level's deck,
mm-hmm.
and it'll have like a... So for rogue, to beat this orc, you have to roll a 6. So you have to roll a 6 or higher on 2 die. And if you win, you beat it and you get a treasure. And if you lose, the monster attacks and then bad things happen to you.
Okay.
You can skip your turn. I think the one that happened to me is I rolled a 12 on a monster attack. And it says you become you get crushed.
Oh.
Which means you lose all treasure. You skip your next turn. Your character that you're playing now dies.
Ooh.
If you choose a different class... in the box,
kill them too.
No. If you're you become that new class. You started as a brand new character. It's like you just died.
Okay.
If you are playing as everybody, if all the spots are used, you are out of the game. Right. So it can get pretty rough sometimes. But it's very fast. It's very simple. And it was
how long is a session?
I'd say like after everyone knew the rules, probably like 30 minutes.
Okay.
45 minutes. Like it was very fast for how intricate it seems.
Okay.
And yeah, it was actually pretty fun. One of our friends brought it over.
Got a price point?
I do not have a price point. I did not ask him how much it was, but it was okay. Like if you have like a board game cafe in your area, they probably have it. Like, because apparently it's pretty popular.
Okay.
So check it out. Other than that, just check online for prices, I guess.
Sure.
We should make a Three Nerds in a Basement pot board game.
What would it be about?
You let me worry about that one.
Okay. Come back next week.
Yeah. The other thing I did is I started Fist of the North Star.
The manga.
Okay. I'm not watching the anime. Our hero Kenshiro is in a post-apocalyptic Mad Max-esque world. And using his Hokuto no Shinken, he must defeat the powers of evil that be.
So he's Sailor Moon.
And tell them that they're already dead, and then they explode.
They are already dead.
Yeah. I've always wanted to read this just because it is, like, it's kind of the beginning of shonen manga. It's
the granddaddy.
It's, like, it's the grandfather. Like, where all those tropes come from, where, like, reading this, kind of the same with Hunter x Hunter. Like, there are so many references I remember now in anime that I now get because I've been reading this and, like, specific scenes that I see. But, like, you know all those tropes, like, a lot of people complain about? It's like, oh, the hero always wins, or, like, it's always a damsel in distress. Like, this is 100% that. Every arc starts out with either a child or a girl getting captured, and then Kenshiro is like, you are bad, I must kill you. And then he punches them a bunch of times, screaming like Bruce Lee, and then they explode.
I mean, you haven't watched anime, how do you know he screams like Bruce Lee?
I've seen clips, because he goes, and he just fights people. I also played this like old arcade game where like there was a bunch of punching bags that would come out, and you have to punch the bags because you're Kenshiro.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's
your favorite anime.
It's very cookie cutter.
Okay,
like from a story,
but it's the mold.
Yeah, it's the cookie cutter. It is the cookie cutter. It is the cutter of which all other shonen manga are based on.
I'm surprised you haven't said that it looks like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure from the art style.
It's that 80s style. It's
burly, huge.
Everybody's huge. They're built like tanks.
And all the girls are like super pretty.
Yeah. And then the fighter girls are like still slim, but they have like still like more power than some of the men in the series. And,
wow.
There's a lot of cool different martial arts. Like, so with, what is it? With Kenshiro, he uses Hokuto no Shinken, which is punching certain vital points to make your body do things that he wants. So there was one where he punched a guy in his legs, and then he made it so that the move's leg on his the enemy's legs move on his own, and it made him jump off a cliff and commit suicide.
Good times.
There was one where he punched a bunch of vital points to tighten all his muscles, and he tapped him in the forehead. And when that happened, the enemy's muscles forced his skeleton out of his body, and his whole skeleton came out his back.
Okay.
The people just explode, and their faces get deformed. And
I want to approve.
No. And it is also just the story is it is men doing the right thing no matter what because it is the right thing. It doesn't matter if they get something out of it. It is because they are men and they are lawful good and they must uphold society.
Okay.
Right. And I just got to a certain death scene in the series. Like, can I spoil Fist of the North Star?
Okay.
Like, because it's like from the 80s.
Sure. Yeah. I'm still thinking this is Saint Seiya. So.
So like, there's this character named Rei. He has a certain martial art where he can like claw people and cut people like swords, like with his fingers. This guy Rao, who is like the main baddie as far as I know, he used a certain part of Hokuto Shinken on Rei, where he delayed his death for 3 days, and in 3 days he will die. But because the downside is that he is also living in unimaginable pain throughout the whole time, and he knows he only has 3 days to live, and so he uses his time to save this girl from this guy Yuda, who's collecting women just because they're pretty, I guess, and like making them his slave.
Oh yeah,
they're slaves and stuff. And that's so he's like, I must avenge this woman so that she doesn't think like a man anymore. She must find happiness like a woman. She is forced to be in this manly facade or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to fix her life before he dies, and when he dies, he like. It's pretty much like I walk off into the sunset. I don't want anybody to see me, to remember me as like a bloody explosion. And like, I must be preserved. It's like, it's so manly. It's insane. Like, I just don't.
Sounds like I wouldn't like it.
You probably wouldn't.
Saint Seiya's not like this at all.
I know, but I always get these two confused in my
mind. Oh, okay. Well, Saint Seiya's with the Zodiac, right?
Yeah, but their guys are more like, you know, pretty boys.
Yeah.
They look the same in my head.
That's the same guy who did Yu Yu Hakusho?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because they look similar. Those always...
That show.
Those two I always pick. Saint Seiya and Yu Yu Hakusho.
That... How?
Just based on... Like, if I don't see the powers...
What?
Like, I just based on art style, I get them confused.
Nobody wears... What?
In their regular forms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, when people just show me, like, funny clips from it, it's like, is this Yu Yu Hakusho or is this Saint Seiya? I don't know. Okay. But when they show me powers, I know, because, like, in Yu Yu Hakusho, they use finger lasers, and Saint Seiya, they have, like, crazy gold armor.
Cloths.
Yeah. But yeah, it's really fun. It's kind of sad because it's nothing I haven't seen before because everybody's copied it.
Yeah.
But it's getting back to the anime roots, I guess, and it's pretty cool to see where everything came from, and just how blatantly a lot of people just take from this series.
Yes.
In retrospect. Mm. And then the last thing I did was I watched Interstellar.
Okay.
Over the holidays. And none of us have seen it here. I think you still want to see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say anything about it other than that movie would have been my favorite movie of the year if I had watched it before the awards.
Over the Lego movie?
Over the Lego movie.
So you would have not let us award Lego movie?
I would have not let you award Lego movie if I had seen that movie before.
Interesting.
That would have been my favorite movie of the year.
Cool.
It is fucking good.
I've only heard polarizing thoughts.
It's really good. Even Christian who hates everything, our mutual friend Christian who hates everything. He loved it.
He just hates everything that's popular.
He loved it. I even told him it was popular after the fact, and he still loved it.
Oh, he didn't know it was popular going in?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. It's invalid then.
Yeah, that movie's great. Oh my god.
Okay.
Yeah. It didn't feel like 3 hours.
It felt like four.
No, it felt there's a lot of story in there. Like, they focus a lot on like family stuff in the beginning, but like, even that was...
Did you watch it in IMAX?
No, it was not in IMAX when we went.
That's the only reason why I haven't seen it yet, because it's out of IMAX, so I'm just like, I'll just wait now.
I could see, like, some certain visual cues being way better in IMAX.
Yeah.
But... Did you know our theater has D-Box now?
Yep.
Oh, let's go see Fast and the Furious in D-Box.
Where have you been the past month?
Oh my god, I would totally.
No. D-Box? I'm not going to see that.
Box?
Let's go see it in D-Box.
Box? I'll see Avengers, I'll see Ant-Man. I'm not going to watch that in D-Box.
You want to see Paul Walker jump off a bus and grab a drifting car spoiler?
No, I don't want to see his funeral in D-Box.
I do.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Ass.
But yeah, that was most of my week. I'm gonna save some stuff for next week.
Oh, but yeah. You have so much more?
I do.
I'm
gonna save it for next week because I don't have anything else. Like it was all jammed into those 2 weeks, and like for the foreseeable future, I don't have anything much new.
Oh, this guy.
I'm spreading out my interesting conversations.
Oh,
put it in a just head. Like in the dates. It's like a date, people. can't reveal it all.
What? I can't reveal it all, man.
Talking about? Just let it all out. First time.
Pachoo. Okay. Well, that's another wrap on the 300 Resident Basement podcast.
First episode of the year.
Yeah, January
5th. And last episode of the year.
We
are ending. We're done.
Surprise. No, but we'll be back next week, like we always are. Because we never miss a week.
Never miss a beat.
Never miss a beat, never miss a week.
Yeah, I never miss a week.
Always on time.
Yes.
And I gave you my word.
Okay.
Babe of mine.
Well, what was her name again?
Oh, what was it? Is it Ashanti?
Oh, it was Ashanti before she was Ashanti.
What?
She was something before Ashanti?
No, I mean like before she was recognized. Like,
oh, okay.
Because I don't know if she was credited for that song.
I think she was.
Was she? I just remember seeing Ja Rule.
Ja Rule! What would I be without my baby?
Ja Rule was the best.
Oh my god, wasn't he?
He was the best.
And he's like totally in debt now.
Is he really?
I think tax fraud or something? I don't know.
Oh yeah, he just got out of jail.
Yeah. Good for him.
Living up to the gangsta life.
Him and DMX just in and out of jail.
Could life. You say that they're in and out of lockdown? I'm gonna jump now.
Boom!
I mean, for you, I mean, it's just a good time. It for is. Me, man, this is what I call life.
Wow.
Boom! Oh,
wow. That's a great way to start the year with some City High references.
City High!
Okay.
Wow.
Anthony, what would you do? That's the next question I'm going to ask you next week. What would you do, man?
If my mom...
If your game systems were at home.
If my game
systems were at home. Alone.
Crying all alone on the bathroom floor. Or the bedroom floor.
Because they're hungry. You don't got CDs to feed them.
No one gets this. There's one person listening to this. He's like, I
just
got it.
Just knee slapping.
Yeah. He's like, I got this.
I'm surprised you even know this.
Yeah, you were like...
I've only known it because of recently.
Oh, but yeah, no. Okay. Come on. He has to know it. Remember, he grew up in the hood. Stone Church? That's the...
Damn.
That's the ghetto right there.
You got to bleep that out, that street name.
Oh, yeah. You're on the east end.
That's rough over there.
You got to bleep out that street name that he said.
Why?
Because I don't want people like getting street data from... We've already revealed that we live in Canada. The province in which
this
it is.
This actually... Well, I didn't know this would be one of the things that...
Yeah, that bothers... I don't want other people to know where I live.
Wow.
I don't want random internet people to know where I live.
Don't worry.
My house is going to be a stop on Star Tours one day. It's going to be your fault.
Mm. Wow. Well. Google.com. Search bar. 300 in the basement is where to find us.
Uh-huh. It's all our stuff.
It's everything. First 10 hits. First 20 hits.
Fitz, I heard you're on Twitter.
I think I am.
What would that Twitter address be?
Type underscore V3.
No, it's at TNIV.
Oh,
okay.
That's my Twitter. That's my personal Twitter account.
No, it's not.
Tweets.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
That's the one I used all the time.
No, none of us use that Twitter.
Oh my god, it's like mine too.
We should really use that Twitter more.
You should use that Twitter
more. Okay.
Yeah, you're the hype man.
Yeah, man.
You gotta be like, yo, recording with the new. You know, recording a new episode today and just take a picture of this desk.
Dropping a hot bomb on it, son. Boom.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
That's what you should do.
Yeah. For us.
Yeah, for us. Do all the work.
Welcome to KBB8, the internet.
But anyways, if you want to know more about toys and model kits, you can follow me at Vince Sanchez. That's all I talk about there.
If you want to know more about video games, you can follow me
at... You don't talk about video games on Twitter.
At Kilroy Can't Kill. Yeah, I do.
No.
At Blave and Blave.
What do you talk about?
Magic?
Nothing
anymore. Nothing. You used to talk about magic.
Nothing.
Yeah, I gotta get back on.
Now he's just creeping.
I'm just creeping.
What do you mean he's just creeping? He's always creeping.
Favorite in tweets.
No, retweet. But he used to do something other than creep. Now he only creeps.
You know what I hate what? With Twitter? That you could see what other people favorited.
Yeah.
That's a weird feature.
Like,
when you run out of the feed and you go to refresh and it's like there's nothing, so it's like.
Sometimes do you randomly follow people that you've never followed?
Yeah, that happens to me sometimes. It's like, you're following this person. It's like, I've never followed you in my life.
No, you have. It's just that the follow button is right where your thumb is for the scrolling. Like, on that one side.
Nah, no way. Never.
Never?
Never.
You never made that mistake?
Never.
I make that mistake all the time.
Never made that mistake, ever. It's but, Twitter's fault.
Yeah.
But, no, I think it's strategically placed there, so you follow them.
That's crazy.
You accident. Oh, look, I'm following McDonald's. I never did this.
Yeah.
Did you know McDonald's has an app?
Sure.
You can get coupons on your phone.
Wow. Every store does.
That's cool.
Anyways, that's all from us. See you next week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, everything. You know the rest.
Yeah. We really appreciate all the Facebook likes we've been getting recently.
Actually, yeah.
What are we at?
51?
But our post.
Wow, you must monitor that.
100.
I thought we were at like 29.
We reached 173 people through our Facebook page.
Wow, you guys. We did. We fucking reached. Monitored that.
Reach.
Wait, hold on. Let me check before we end. Let me check for realsies.
All right, while you're checking that, I'm going to tell you why I don't like seeing favorites on Twitter.
Tell me.
Because sometimes, when I'm going through my Twitter feed, some people like to favorite pictures of penises, and then I just have a giant dick on my timeline.
What?
That has never happened to me.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. 52 likes.
Okay.
And how many reach in?
How many do we reach? I don't know if I get that information on my phone.
Oh, lame.
Wait, insight. Total reach is 187 people.
Ooh, it's gone up again.
It's up. It's up 233%.
Okay. That's excellent.
We're reaching.
We're reaching.
Oh my god. Guys.
People engaged. 18. 20% up from last time.
Okay. You're just making it sound even more sad, but okay.
We've only been doing this for 5 years.
Exactly. Like, our situation isn't sounding any better.
To be fair, we don't market.
I market all
we
the
just
time.
We just get an episode and we just post it.
I hand out flyers, obviously.
That's true. We don't market. All right. Anyways, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
For the fifth time. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
From Bye. Bye. Wait.